Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking forward to talking to Herm Edwards in an hour at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Thanks to Toby for the update. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back. The show's brought to you today by the law firm Condori & Murad. They'll take care of all of your family needs and take care of you and your family. Go schedule a consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We had Jay Gruden on the show Monday. We asked him about bringing Jaden Daniels back if he's healthy to play again this season, with so many fans in town thinking the team should kind of put him in bubble wrap and redshirt him the rest of the way with a lost season and the risk of him getting hurt again going into the offseason. This is what Jay Gruden had to say.
I want to show the world that this guy's back. You know, I'm tired of the narrative that he's too little, he's going to get injured all the time. I want to have a great last two games of the season. I want to win both games and put the NFC East on a warning track for the Washington Commanders come next year when he's fully healthy for 17 games. I just hate the fact that people are saying, I told you he's going to be hurt all the time because of his frame and his running style. No, get him in there, let him play, let him win some games, and show the world that he's a Jaden Daniels we all know.
So I agree that he should absolutely play if he's healthy. I guess the reasons that I think he should play maybe are different than what Jay just said.
Yep.
Because I'm not really in the message sending business necessarily to the rest of the division. And he says, let the East know that you are who everyone thought you were coming into the year. I think that'd be nice, but I don't really care that much about that. They'll find out in September. And I got $90 million to spend. I'm going to bring in some good players here. It's going to be a different group next year. I don't really believe in momentum carrying over year to year as a program per se. But I do think it is really important that he gets out there and plays well. Not to send a message to the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys, or to let the East know the wire style, we're back up. Stringer Bell style.
Mm-hmm.
But my logic on that, Danny, is you need him to play well and you need to get going for your own knowledge and information and intel. For Cliff and for the design and for the guys under him, like Brian Johnson and David Blau and these other guys, to trying to figure out what do we do well, what do we not do well, what is Jaden doing at a high level, what's he struggling with, what's he capable of, how are we processing this and that as an offense. If you get him back and he's playing at a level like last year, I just think it changes a lot of things going into the offseason, as opposed to if he were to come back and the entire sample in three different stints, basically, A, then it before the injury, after the first injury, B, then another injury, then C, after the second injury. If it's the same in all three of those, it does create some questions, I guess, about the way you see in the field, some of the Kurt Warner stuff or whatever. So, Yes, he should play. Yes, you need him to play well. But I don't care that much about sending a message to the rest of the division. You're on notice because we're coming.
Yeah, I look forward to Jay every week. I think he's awesome and just a terrific guest. I don't care about that point of it at all. I mean, I'm not trying to be dismissive or disrespectful. He comes at it from a coach's perspective, where you got to see these guys a couple times and you want any advantage you can. Me, Pudgy Zilch, watching games as a fan, I don't care about messages. I don't care about narratives. I care about good football play. So my counter to that, though, just to play his game, is we got to have him healthy for 2 weeks. What if he's not? What if you play for one quarter and you get another thing, another hammy, another knee, another twist, another hit, another thing? Because you can't. This is not the year where he protects himself because he hasn't learned, or a defender who gets paid to play two runs free and slams him to the turf or whatever. Then what points have you proven? Isn't it worse? I don't care about the narrative. I care about his development. Those narratives and those things on the shouty shows that change every week on this week-to-week lead, they'll take care of themselves. We'll be just fine. If he's good, that's all that matters.
Yes, you're right. I could just end the sentence there. But to add to it, I would say it is kind of nice to shut people up every now and then, especially when there is this noise growing that you feel like
here's where
is
we'll
incorrect.
I hear that. I don't think him playing well or being healthy for 3 weeks changes anything. Three separate injuries this year. It was the not coming out of school. He had a broken rib last year that affected his play, and three different injuries this year that kept him out for any meaningful games.
Oh, the damage is done. That's fair.
There's no injury can you believe he was healthy for 4 weeks? Like, if that's our standard, okay.
No, the damage is done because, I was going to say people who are worried about his durability, and I guess theoretically I'm one of those people now.
I'm one of them.
If you are of that belief that you're not sure if he could stay on the field and be durable, him finishing even five games, let's say, at the end of the year without getting hurt,
yep,
doesn't change that. We're still going to be saying this offseason that he got hurt multiple times, that he's been hurt three times in his career already. So you should be able to play five straight games. I guess that's true. You're not really changing that perception necessarily. But I do believe in, as I said, I don't believe in program momentum. I don't believe in the idea of if you win your last two or three, you're going to be better off come September or even come OTAs or something.
Right.
That is categorically just provably false, in my opinion. There is no carryover. And in fact, I think the opposite is probably true, which is the resources that you're allotted, if you're a worse football team and you lose those games, are more beneficial to helping you be good faster. But it is paramount, if he plays, that this offense gets on track and gets going and that you see some of that growth. But here's what I wanted to ask people, and we can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. You can also hit us up online. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Is it important for you to see Jaden Daniels get back to the 2024 version of himself before the end of the year or not? Is it important for you as a fan and whatever evaluation of the player of the offense you're doing yourself, just to see him better than he was playing before he got hurt? Because it was not bad. And people that are acting like he had stunk or something, that's just not correct. Even when Kurt Warner was saying, hey, he's got to do this better, he's got to process this better, I thought the Seattle game where he got hurt as a passer was frankly one of his worst games just because he held the ball and he didn't really take the layups. But I didn't think that was week-to-week reoccurring all the time issues. I thought it was a game where that happened against a great defensive front and a phenomenal defense. And yes, if you just watch that tape and it's the only game you've ever seen of Jaden Daniels, you come away and you go, he doesn't make enough easy throws. He doesn't take the things that are there. He's holding on to the ball too long. He's trying to make the big play. This is not great. But that's not who he's been in most of the other games this season and throughout his entire career. So for me, I want to see him back on the field and to see that some of the stuff, I keep going back to what Warner pointed out because I thought he did a very eloquent, good job at showing in that particular game some of the struggles, that these are not developing issues, but rather that it was just a performance. Or this year, it's been a couple of performances. So I do think it's important for me to see him get back out there and play at a high level. I'll feel way better going into next year if he does. But I wonder how many people feel that way.
See, I think it's a fair question. I'm not as concerned about this return to 2024 levels for him as I think some people might be. For me, like, I'm sort of counting this season as the boat is sinking and there's that suction force yanking everything down. Everything's bad, and it's worse than we all thought it could possibly be. So if he doesn't play at the same level and the magic doesn't happen again, I don't know how much I'm holding that against anybody, if that makes any sense. This is all kind of with a grain of salt. The thing that I care about most is, however many games I get, 5, 4, 3, whatever, can he please not take those my stomach is in knots shots where he's folded up like a rag doll, spun around, helmet come flying off. And most of the time he gets up and laughs at the guy, and it's amazing. But then there are times he doesn't, three times this year, last year, broken rib, etc. I need safety and health. If I get good play, I'll be very happy. But that's not the standard for me. Like, if he plays the way that he played most of this year, with some downs, the Green Bay game, the Seattle game you're talking about, I'm not going to be alarmed or panicked. I'll go, yeah, but nobody did well this year. Nobody's doing anything.
I just hate that, like, nothing matters. The team's bad kind of philosophy. If he plays and you've got McLaurin and your full O-line and Deebo Samuel and the collection of running backs, you're all out there. Why the hell shouldn't you play well?
Great question. They haven't. I mean, Terry McLaurin out there.
He hasn't had that once.
Well, if Terry McLaurin is out there, is it Terry McLaurin or is it the compromised no training camp, no practice, no nothing, come back from six different injuries?
He looked like Terry McLaurin against the Chiefs.
So that game he did.
That was the last game he's played in, yes. Back from his injury. If he comes back and he's that Terry McLaurin, and you've got Deebo who just went 7 for 75 and a touchdown and caught a 20-yard screen and ran some dudes over, and you've got Chris Rodriguez who averages 4.9 a carry in his career, and Bill, and you've got all three of your tight ends, a second-round pick last year, and a guy you've signed two times in 2 years, and you've got your five offensive linemen, this like, whoopsie daisy, it's a tough year. I don't care if, you know, no one's playing well because we're not good this year. That is the offense. That's what the offense would look like 15 times in a normal injury season.
Yeah.
Don't play good football.
This needs, and it needs to be adjusted, and you need tweaks and you need changes. That's what I want. I don't want any fool's gold with a late season, meaningless, empty, hey, we played well against another team that's out of it. And now we get to pat ourselves on the back. Like, see, the real problem was the injuries.
But I think everything's about patting ourselves on the back.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them.
Right.
To me, everything's broken. And when for whatever reason, everything you just said on paper is correct. But I watched a team that shouldn't have lost to Dallas by 25 lose to 25 to Dallas.
I just think we're not having the same conversation.
But the one I'm having is I'm not going to hold him to the same standard of, give me 2024, or I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose confidence. I have a great sample. I have a less than great sample. If everybody else around him was thriving and surviving and he was the weak link and he's why they're 3-8 and the injuries and all these other kind of things, and I'm going, God, this is what a setback this is for Daniels. He's a bum now. I'd have a different story, but nothing has gone right. And to expect it just to flip when nobody seems to have any answers on this coaching staff and the front office and nobody made any trades and no one did anything other than tell Joe Witt, you're not welcome to talk in the headset anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to hold them to the same standard or hold him to the same standard of the magic that happened last year.
Yeah, so the last part, you keep referencing last year. I guess I don't care about last year. I need it to be better than the Seattle game. Like, I need you to play at a level that surpasses the bad of this season when it's been bad. But overall, I think we actually did an exercise. I graded him a B on the season. You graded him a C. I have not been discouraged nearly to the extent that everybody else is. Like, I keep saying, people are talking about Adam Peters' job security. That's stupid.
That's ludicrous.
They were in the NFC Championship game last year. People are talking about Dan Quinn's hot seat. What are you talking about? They just played in the penultimate game of the season on the precipice of a Super Bowl. Nobody should be talking about anybody losing jobs. With Jaden, he's a second contract guy and a franchise quarterback. To me, that is over. Like, put that in pen and Sharpie. My conversation is more, if he came back and in the final three games of the season, it was what it was, like, it was the Seattle game. Going into the offseason, you're not more nervous about how he'll look in year three than if he were to come back and play at a high level? That's all I'm saying. If he comes back and puts some of this to bed, because with Terry and with everybody healthier, they finish this thing strong. It just seems intuitive to me that you would go into next year feeling a lot better. Whereas if he comes back and Kurt Warner's breaking down the tape of going, what is he doing here? Why doesn't he see this? You're not going into next year going, all right, this is now a lot more interesting because we've got a larger sample of whatever that was.
But I think that ignores a million factors. Like, how much of it is... defenses seem to have a lot of things figured out from this offense. People seem real comfortable stopping this group, whereas last year, Kingsbury was always a step ahead, it seemed like, or most of the time he was. Maybe there's some demystification
of it.
I think that's a part of it.
But that would be a part of the problem next year, too.
Totally. And so if Daniels doesn't play lights-out football, it's not in a vacuum. And that's kind of my point. Like, they need a major overhaul everywhere to everything. And so I'm not doing that with Daniels, but I guess my point is, if I've already acknowledged that this is broken and bad and they need to change everything, a good sample I'm not going to overreact to, nor will I overreact to a bad sample down the stretch
when
of these meaningless football games.
Everything. The guys that are playing now, minus one or two pieces, are the guys that will be out there next year.
Yeah, I need 30 new football players at a minimum.
But,
I need new starters everywhere.
Offense. The offense is the offense.
Shouldn't be.
Hopefully you get a new tight end weapon, and if they don't bring Debo back, they'll have another receiver. But for the most part, you're kind of looking at it. Now, ideally, they could add some talent in a few positions, sure. But they got the group that they had in training camp.
They got, and now we know that probably wasn't the best group to put together. I mean, we got a big sample that says it. What are my adjustments? Am I going to be under center at all? Do I have a different run design because they haven't been able to run the ball in 80% of their games? Do I have a deep threat? Do I just have another Lamide Zaccheaus type signing where I throw a dart at the board and hope some leftover jag is going to be the answer where Daniels makes the guy excellent?
Yeah.
Like I just can't judge this. This to me is grain of salt sample time, good or bad. If it's bad, I'm not going to panic. If it's good, I'm not going to overreact. Like I guess that's where I kind of keep coming back to.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it's. What else can I say? 800-636-1067. They certainly would ideally be better in a lot of different areas, for sure. But that's not why you draft a guy two and feel like you have a superstar. The point of having that guy is that everything doesn't have to be perfect. You know, that you don't need the great tight end, the really good weapon at wide receiver. Lamar Jackson's a good example. Look at the Ravens receivers over the years and their offense. Finish it where they have. Do you need to see Daniels, if he were to play again and come back, bounce back some from the struggles, if you want to call it that, or whatever this regression was? Or will you still feel really, really good going into next season if you A, don't see him again, or B, comes back and it's more like what it was against Seattle the last time we saw him? That's the question on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joe Jacoby has reached the semifinals of the seniors category for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Taking a look at some of the injuries around the league, Michael Penix Jr. needs surgery on his partially torn ACL. He's going to need at least 9 months to recover from that. The Bills have ruled out tight end Dalton Kincaid and wide receivers Curtis Samuel, Mecole Hardman for tomorrow's match against the Texans. Houston going to be without their quarterback C.J. Stroud. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was a full participant at practice today as he looks to come back from a turf toe injury. In the NBA, the Wizards taking on the Timberwolves in Minnesota tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off. Can you hear that game over on Bloomberg 99.1? No Alex Sarr tonight, dealing with some left big toe soreness. He sits out tonight for the Wiz. In hockey, the Capitals are hosting Connor McDavid and the Oilers at Capital One Arena tonight. 7 p.m. puck drop. You can hear that game right here on The Fan following Grant and Danny. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
I want to show the world that this guy's back. You know, I'm tired of the narrative that he's too little, he's going to get injured all the time. I want to have a great last two games of the season. I want to win both games and put the NFC East on a warning track for the Washington Commanders come next year when he's fully healthy for 17 games. I just hate the fact that people are saying, I told you he's going to be hurt all the time because of his frame and his running style. No, get him in there, let him play, let him win some games and show the world that he's the Jaden Daniels we all know.
That was Jay Gruden on the show on Monday. Our football conversation on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The question for you guys on Grant and Danny right now, when Jaden Daniels comes back, is it important for you to see him make some strides going into the offseason so that you can feel better going into year three? It won't matter how he plays to Danny. It matters a lot to me. I'd like to see him play better football, look more comfortable, and that Seattle game to be in the rearview mirror. Let's go to Dean, who's in Richmond on G&D. What's up, Dean? How are you?
Hey, doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
All right, excellent. Yeah, I think it's real important that he goes back and he plays again and seeing progress. But here's one of the things that I'm concerned about. I'm 60 years old. I'm not an athlete, but when I injure myself and then I go back to repeat whatever it was I was doing when I injured myself, I do it differently, right? And I take some caution. So with his injuries, even if it's non-throwing arm and those kinds of things, I want to know, is he who he was, or is he going to come into this a little bit tentative? And if so, I want to know that at the end of this season, not the beginning of the next season.
So that's a good point. We've had people say something similar to that, which is you've got to bring him back this year if he's healthy because of the mental hurdle you've got to clear returning from an injury.
Now, does that mean that he's taking extra precaution to protect himself, or does that mean that he's not quite sure of himself on the field and that's what we need to get over? That's
probably
where I didn't get the distinction. Yeah.
But I think what he's saying is, it's on your mind in some way.
Totally.
And so you do act differently. Now, some ways that could be a positive if you're protecting yourself, avoiding contact, not taking shots. Although, again, you know, some of the injuries have come, they've all been kind of fluky. He has not really had an injury on a play where you're going, oh, come on, why would you take that hit? I don't think. The elbow injury was not that at all. Now, you could say you're down huge in the ball game. It was like a 30-point game or whatever it was. There's 7 minutes left. Why are you running on an RPO at all? Just throw the football. In fact, on the play, it was not an easy play, but Deebo Samuel's open for a touchdown if you at the right moment. Like, you made this ridiculously athletic, amazing play to get away from a guy. If you just throw it there, nothing happens. I'm not going to fault him for the injury. He's trying to make a play. He's out there. And by the way, he was the only thing they had going in that game.
Yeah.
They couldn't throw the ball. They couldn't run the ball. It was Jaden Daniels' show. And it felt like the Atlanta game at home when he took them to overtime and beat the Falcons to clinch the playoffs going back a year ago and end Atlanta's season effectively. Like, it was that kind of game. It was like high school football. I'm just going out there to make some plays running around. But I guess his point is, Danny, if there is going to be a mental hurdle he's got to clear, if it is going to be on his mind, if it might change the way he operates, get some of that worked out now, not right in September.
And that's a huge part of what I care about. Again, to me, like, I need adjustments. I need changes. I need health. Whatever we've got to do to get you through some football games, let's start with a quarter, and then let's build to a half. Let's build to three halves, and now we've got weeks, and let's build that streak. I need a huge river of deposits. So the same feels like the same level of passion and desire that you have to see him play well. For me, that's all about his health.
I don't know that anybody listening doesn't feel that way about his health.
Well, I'm just talking about for my own sanity. I need major deposits for a long time. Like, to me right now, I'm terrified that this is what his career is going to be until I've got years in the background behind me going, yeah, I can't believe I was worried about it. I'm going to be worried about it until this goes away for a long time. So that's what I care about. I care about, are my adjustments made? Am I taking that unnecessary shot, which he still is doing way too often in my view.
So for me, that's just like a prerequisite that is clear and obvious. And then when he plays, there's other things that I worry about. But yes, him staying on the field, if he's not playing, he can't help me. So the number one thing is going to be his health, obviously. But to say if he's playing four games, that his performance, whether it's good or bad, is essentially irrelevant because the team isn't very good. As a young quarterback in year two, that I can't sign off on. Let's go to Charles in D.C. What's up, Charles? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, hello.
Charles. This entire exercise was just to smoke you out, man. We knew you were there somewhere, and we could get you to call.
How do we get Charles to call? Boom.
Hey, well, today you did it because I feel like everybody got too hyped over last year. Okay, it's a first year out. They hadn't seen this offense. They hadn't seen Jaden Daniels. There's not a whole bunch of film. Okay, now we got a whole year to go over and figure some of that stuff out. Now, I have to kind of agree with Danny on the fact that if Jaden comes back, whether he plays well or whether he plays like crap, that's not going to have anything to do with next season. It's just not, because we didn't think with all the injuries we got this year, we would be in a different place. So you got too many expendable things that you can't tell are going to happen that I think are going to make a difference whether he plays out the end of this season or not.
But here's the question. It's not will it make an effect on next season in September. I don't think it will. Will it make an effect on how you feel going into next season about him is the question.
No, it won't make a difference on how I feel about him because of what Danny just said. I'm going to have this feeling that he might get hurt on any play because of the way he is playing. Until he's played, like he said, months, weeks, a couple of years, and this not happen, I'm going to be worried anyway.
But if he comes back and he plays three great games, you're not more confident going into next year that he's going to light it up, or vice versa. If he comes back and he plays the Seattle game three times and Kurt Warner's breaking down the tape that he's not throwing the ball, he's not seeing it well, he's not processing, you don't feel worse going into next year about his development in the big picture?
No, not really, because they're going to handle that. Just because of what Kurt Warner said, they're going to handle that, and they're going to do all those things with him. But what's to say, going into next season, he plays three lights-out games. We win by 20 points in three games in a row. That has no bearing on my confidence on what's going to happen on game one next year.
Wow. Okay. If a running back averages 117 yards in the final three games of the season and shows jump cuts and the ability to have vision and does a bunch of things he hasn't done, you go into next year and you're like, same as if he had 9 yards. Like, what's the point of playing the games? I'm struggling to see that. Chuck and Chantilly, what's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
The thing that will, and this is going to be rather unpopular, big bum thing, but I would like to see the new guys come in, like Lane and these other new receivers come in, and I would like to see him throw the ball. It's not even about the wins and losses to me at this point. I would like to see him quarterback the game with some receivers that he's not so familiar with. To be able to throw the ball and hit open receivers.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, we did that a lot this year. Unfamiliar receivers, because it was supposed to be McLaurin and Noah Brown and company. We did a lot of that.
Appreciate the call, buddy. Who are the familiar receivers?
Yeah, there aren't many now.
Aren't they all unfamiliar? I mean, Terry's unfamiliar at this point because they played together so little this year. Let's go to Michael in the district on the fan. What's up, Mike? Michael, you there? You're on Grant and Danny Live.
Yes, I am. My concern is not about Jaden coming back. Oh, I think he definitely should come back in his competitive spirit, and it's just the thing to do with the culture of the team. My concern is Kingsbury and the game he calls. Run the ball. Protect your quarterback. Use all the weapons that you currently have. Is Kingsbury still going to be Kingsbury and still try to do his offense the way he's been trying to do it? Or do you utilize the talent he's got left, Chris Rodriguez, his tight ends, and still some of those rookie wide receivers? But run the ball, change the offense. You can do this with him, and he'll be just as healthy and can show that he can run an offense other than what Kingsbury's been doing over the last year or so.
Well, I'd love to see some of those changes from Kingsbury. Maybe not in terms of run-pass balance or anything. They've been pretty effective, you know, in how they've done it for the most part. But I would like to see, as we've been talking about a lot on the show, more plays from under center, more of the traditional current NFL offensive looks, you know, more of kind of a West Coast quick passing game from under center, three steps and play action pop passes to tight ends and, you know, guys, fullbacks out of the backfield, that type of thing. Like, especially on short yardage, they did it. They went 4th-and-1, play action, tight end, spider 2-wide banana look to Colson Yankoff this week.
It's a great play.
You could do that at a heavy personnel, 12 and 13 personnel, 2 and 3 tight ends, like Seattle does. You can live that way.
Teams do it to start drives all the time. Get yourself a free 6.5 yards that nobody's anticipating.
Any of that would be welcome. I'd love to see him with Jaden Daniels do some of that, because for the most part, it's been 90%+ gun. You know, 70-some percent no huddle.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday offense, which is not a pejorative. It worked amazingly last year, but now that it hasn't worked as well and
this has been,
teams
to me,
have caught on, you can make some changes.
The Cliff criticism isn't ingenuity and design. It's obstinance, right? It's the adjustments have happened. Where are yours? And they usually take a little bit longer than I'd like.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro on Grant and Danny on the fan. What's up, Josh? How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, fellas. Doing good. Yeah, I mean, of course I'd feel a little better, but I still don't want him to play. And the reason is, like, me feeling better is not worth the risk, I don't think. I got a kind of kooky explanation for why I think he's getting injured so much, and I want to hear what you guys think about it, because I actually believe it. I know it sounds weird. But you know how he got, like, a little bit more diesel, like, you know, with, like, you know, bigger biceps, and he just looked a little thicker?
He gained, I think, more 15 like, pounds or yeah. whatever the story was. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like last year he was more like Gumby for some reason. Like he could just fold with the tackles. And part of that was his natural, normal build that he's had since he was a freaking preteen. And whatever he did, yes, I know, you know, everybody was saying put on weight. I never believed he should put on weight. I thought he should stay the same, been injury prone. And now all of a sudden he adds 15 pounds. And he's getting hurt a little bit more. And so I don't know what you guys think about that. I almost, part of me wants him to just start fresh next year. They're not going to change what Cliff has been doing so far. And so, like, let's just start it over. Let's install a new system next year. Let's not worry about trying to salvage this last little bit. And the last thing I'll say.
Well before you go to the last thing you're going to say, you realize that you're punting not only on 5 games, but 5 weeks of practice.
I agree, and there is a downside there.
That makes no sense.
But we also have to realize, if we had had this conversation before he got hurt about whether he should stay in, the same argument would have been, yes, of course, he should get more reps, and then DQ got killed and had to apologize for keeping him in.
No, it's not the same. Him staying in a game at the end of a game where you're getting blown out, and him not playing in games at the end of a season where it's a lost season, and punting on weeks of practice and games are not the same. People keep saying that. They're like, and we've even talked about this because a caller said it weeks ago. It was like, how do you guys one day say that he shouldn't have been in the game, which was not my take to begin with, by the way, but yours.
It was mine, for sure.
And then the next day say that he shouldn't play, you know, or he should play at the end of the year. First of all, it's two completely different things. If you're getting blown out or blowing someone out in individual games down the stretch, then pull them out.
Yeah.
But you cannot punt. It's a second-year quarterback whose biggest problem right now is he has not been on the field enough this year. And I don't mean games. That's what everybody thinks about. I mean also practices.
All of it.
You're going to punt on 5 weeks potentially if he's able to come back 29%, 30% of the season of development? Look at the track record of guys who miss seasons, and I know it wouldn't be a full season, but like quarterbacks that miss a bunch of time and coming back, how difficult that can be. It's hard, man. Like, playing is the medicine. It is the way to get better. It not even get better. He doesn't need to get better. It's the way to get back. That isn't even the topic, really, because I just think it's such a no-brainer. Like, I hear people keep saying he shouldn't come back, but then everyone I ask around the league, it's like, yeah,
of course
why,
he should.
Why wouldn't he come back?
But within those games, I reserve the right as someone that thinks he should play, by the way, that's terrified of injury. The context is what matters. That's why I killed Dan Quinn for leaving him in the game in that game where he was getting his brains beaten in. No one was doing anything. He was hit a million times, whatever it was, 50-some percent of the dropbacks, he was pressured. I look at what's happening, and I go, all right, white flag. We can't save you. Go sit on the sideline for now. No, not a punishment. It's pulling the goalie when the other team's up 7. Not all the goals are your fault, but this ain't working. I can't have him get blasted like that again. That's within those games that I'm talking about. These meaningless, empty calories. The only thing that is at stake is making our record look slightly better in retrospect. It's stuff that I don't care about at all in terms of whether they win or lose. But I want him playing, but I reserve the right to say, all right, he's getting blasted. Please get him out.
I wonder what the threshold is from a health standpoint for them to feel like the juice is worth the squeeze too. Meaning, if Terry McLaurin and Debo are not playing in week 15, do you care less about getting him out there with Jacoby Jones and Robbie Anderson? Which would seem logical to me. Not that he can't benefit from the practice and game time, but in the same way that you're not going to play him in a preseason game if he's not with the ones, that's effectively just a preseason game at that point in a lot of ways, a developmental game. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Herman Edwards, who coached Jaden Daniels in college at 6 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DC Sports Night includes the Caps and the Oilers from Capital One Arena tonight. Connor McDavid's in town. Of course, the Nats had a big week, introduced their new manager, Blake Butera, who's just 33 years old. Their president of baseball ops, Paul Toboni, was on our show to discuss the move. We talked to Butera as well. You can grab those interviews wherever you get your audio from Monday over at Nationals Park. We're discussing the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, whether he's going to come back. We should get some final clarity on that right out of the bye. So I'm guessing either a week from today, next Wednesday.
Yeah, that Wednesday, right, will be the day.
Dan keeps hinting at, I'm going to give you details next week. I guess it could be Monday, but at the latest, on the 26th, a week from today, we're going to know, is Jaden Daniels playing again this season or not? Because either they're going to come out and say, hey, we're putting him on injured reserve. We're shutting him down. It's not healing as quick as we wanted. Or maybe they won't say this. Maybe they will. You know, hey, the season got away from us. It's not worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze. I don't think they'll do that, but I guess it is possible. Or they'll say he's closing in. He's questionable this week. We'll see if he practices. Probably going to be another week, maybe two, but we do think he's going to play again. And they give you that knowledge. But one way or the other, 7 days from today, we're going to have an answer to this finally and some resolution.
Again, I hope so. They don't love to give the information out, and they'll tell you about the return to play metrics, and we're not going to miss a single step in that candy, and we'll tell you about the next thing we're going to do on the way to the return to play. So I'm hoping there actually is some clarity here. There have been a couple times where they've ruled him out early, which was lovely and delightful and correct. So I am hoping we do have some clarity.
Oh, hear me out. They're not going to tell you what actually happened to the elbow.
Right.
We're not going to get that information. We still don't know that he broke his rib last year.
Right.
Lest we forget. I'm just saying they got to give you a timeline. Also, he has said over and over again, hey, we'll do that when we get back from the bye. We'll do that when we get back from the bye. You can't kick the can down the road again when we're all showing up for that after the bye. Ray is in Richmond on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First-time caller. Originally from Bowie, Maryland, but I'm down here in Richmond.
Home of the Bay Sox, now
that's
with the
right.
Flying Squirrels.
Now so a squirrel.
You've gone from the Orioles organization to the San Francisco Giants organization. How do you feel about your new org?
Exactly. Hey, I love it down here in Richmond. But I still get up there to Bowie because my mom still lives there. I'm still PG County at heart. But just to talk to you guys' point, I think if Jaden does play these last two games, and balls out, that's great. If he just get his feet wet again, get that timing, get that rhythm back. But the key is, he does that, are we keeping Cliff Kingsbury for next season? So are we going to be running the same offense, or is it something with new players that are going to be coming in, because we know we're going to retool and get some new people in? Who's going to be the offensive coordinator, and what does that look like?
So this one's easy for me, Ray. The only way Cliff Kingsbury is not the offensive coordinator here next year is if he gets a head coaching job, which looks right now like it's less likely than likely. So I would say he's going to be back. But if he were to get a few interviews and hit one out of the park, and in year one coming up next season where he's not still getting money, believe it or not, from the Arizona Cardinals, he decides to make the leap and become a head coach, then you've got to go find an OC. And I would hope they would marry Daniels to someone who's a little bit more cut from the cloth of what's working all over the league in the Shanahan offense that you saw Kubiak run here and McDaniel run with the Dolphins. But they're not changing coordinators out of ineffectiveness. I mean, first of all, their offense has not been terrible. It's funny. It's the same.
Even with everything, it's been kind of meh.
Yeah, it's the same conversation we have about Jaden. Everybody acts like Jaden's been bad. He has not been bad.
No.
At all. Like, there's been maybe two games that were bad, and everything around him was bad. It wasn't like he was bad and pulled them down. It was like they were terrible and pulled him down to terrible as well or whatever. But he has been regular solid. Again, you gave him a C for the year. I gave him a B minus or whatever. He has been a tick above average or league average or whatever. It's just we're expecting and used
to. You set the bar so high. The greatest rookie season we've ever seen.
But the offense is the same way, I think. When you hear people talk about Kingsbury this year, including us, as frustrated and disappointed as we've been. And when you hear people talk about this offense, it's like it's a bottom seven or eight offense in the league. They're ranked 11th in yards per play in the NFL right now. They're a top five rushing offense, and they're 14th throwing the ball. This is not a bad offense at all, and you don't lose a job over that. So if Cliff Kingsbury's not here, it's because he's a head coach, and that's the only way.
That's my guess as well. And, you know, we've had varying views on whether or not that's going to happen, right, from people that cover the league. So, I mean, there's also a lot of season left, so who knows how things are going to go and how the carousel works. But, yeah, I mean, last year the offense carried everything and made everything okay, right? Really, Daniels was doing it, especially in the second half of the year. That disappeared, and so everybody's kind of, you know, so bitterly disappointed. We're working back from failed expectations that everyone's frustrated and maybe is overreacting a little bit to the offense. Defensively, I think we're probably underreacting to how bad it's been, to be honest with you, but that's a different conversation for another time. For offense, though, like my frustration last year during that three-game losing streak with Kingsbury, you point to the one thing because it's easy, that Philadelphia game where they couldn't do anything, they still had a lead in the second half, but they don't get that fourth and one, play gets blown up, etc. Terry McLaurin lines up on the left, no motion, no nothing, no scheming him open, no design, no adjustments of any kind. He's just blanketed by Quinyon Mitchell. And that's the game. I can't live with that for very long. Your offense is too good. Where's the next thing? Where's the adjustment? After a while, he made those adjustments. I think he's slow to come around talking about Cliff. And I need something done, especially during this bye week, to make sure Daniels is protected and let's enhance some different strengths.
The next thing for us is to talk to Herm Edwards on the show as soon as we return next on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.